It's 61 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Midwest cash hog markets today are expected to be mostly steady to firm, but one terminal market is expecting price declines because of a lack of buyers. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with top prices around $40. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, September 13th, negotiated swine purchases were $16,081. The base price range for a hog on a 185-pound carcass basis was $50.50 to $64. The weighted average was $57.60, a loss of 49 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.44 to $50, and the weighted average was $48.10. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,106. The base price range was $51.25 to $67. The weighted average, $63.33, a gain of 47 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.68 to $53.10, and the weighted average was $50.55. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, what the trade is trying to put their finger on today is how widespread the frost over the weekend might be and whether or not it may impact late maturing soybeans.
Well, I guess that depends on where the late maturing soybeans mostly are as far as that goes, because I can tell you where the frost threat is greatest. And basically, it's for the main soybean belt, it's going to be tonight into tomorrow morning. I think we won't have much in the way of trouble on Sunday morning. High pressure now in the western Dakotas is going to swing southeastward into the Midwest by tomorrow morning, and then by Sunday morning be off to the east into Pennsylvania. And then once we get to Sunday morning, we're on the return flow. The southeast to south flow of air won't be strong, but enough to keep temperatures warm. So the biggest concern will be where the high is right in the pre-dawn hours to around sunrise, because high pressure is the center of rather quiet weather. That's where the sky will be clear and the wind calm. And as a result, I'd put the bullseye probably on about northeastern Iowa as far as where that high is going to be tomorrow morning. And as a result, the greatest chance of temperatures dropping below 32 degrees by a little bit for a little while will be in Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern into eastern Iowa, and even the far northwestern portion of Illinois. So if there's going to be any problems with a frost or freeze, it's going to be up in that general area. And right now the scenario is for Illinois. We'll take Illinois first and just say getting west of Chicago about two counties, still a little east of Rockford. And if you draw a line southwestward there to where you meet up with the Illinois River around La Salle, Peru, and then take that down to about I-72 and then across to Quincy, northwest of there is where there's a good chance of some frost tomorrow morning. East and south of there, any frost that would occur would be just very light, scattered, and in the normally colder spots, the low dips in the terrain. But northwestern Illinois and portions of north central and west central Illinois will have frost tomorrow morning. A hard freeze is not likely in Illinois, except perhaps in the extreme northwest corner. There is a freeze warning in effect for Joe Davis, Stevenson, Carroll, and Whiteside counties, and neighboring counties in Wisconsin and Iowa from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's when the best chance of the temperatures dropping below freezing. But again, that high, I think the bullseye is over northeastern Iowa, so the greatest chance of a killing freeze is probably going to occur in northeastern Iowa, west central Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota. That's where the winds are going to be lightest tomorrow morning, and that is where the sky, of course, will also be clear, and the temperature there will likely drop down to below 30 degrees for several hours. But neighboring that, all of northeastern into north central Iowa, the eastern half of Minnesota, and much of Wisconsin away from Lake Michigan will probably have at least temperatures on a scattered basis below 32, and those are temperatures 6 feet above the ground. So a hard or frost there, or widespread frost in those areas with a hard freeze in some areas up that way. So that's where we have to watch out for the late maturing soybeans. Primarily, it's going to be Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern into eastern Iowa, and northwestern Illinois. I think other areas are going to be just fine, and the rest of the weather outlook for the Midwest Corn Belt is just ideal for producers because there's going to be lots of dry weather, warmer weather coming in next week too. No problems with harvest operations here over the coming week. There will be a few showers here and there, very light, in northern and east central Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan today with the passage of a cold front. There may be a few showers in Missouri and portions of west central into southern Illinois Sunday morning. Those two will be very light, and that's with the arrival of the warmer air. Now, in the Delta and Southeast, the field work has come to a stop for a while. The remnants of Hurricane Umberto moving across that area. Portions of Mississippi, northern Mississippi, 2 to over 5 inches of rain occurring in the last 24 hours. Heavy rains basically across portions of far southern Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and into Alabama. And Alabama is a state that's been quite dry for many months, and they have a severe drought going on, so any rain there would be actually a little bit beneficial for the long term, although with field work, it's not coming at the best time. And that rain is pushing into the southeastern United States. So that's an area that's going to see some, maybe a little bit of problems here and there with field work. But much of the country quiet. And going to South America, again, we've been paying attention to the wheat areas there. And it looks like another round of significant rain is going to occur in Argentina next week. They've already had some rain, so that situation is turning around quickly. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 824 and a quarter, down three quarters, last trade down five. At the Board of Trade, September opened at 815, down 10 and a half, last trade down 10 and a half. December, 845 and a half, up a half, last trade down eight and three quarters. July, 582, unchanged, last trade down six. September corn opened at 330 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade up three quarters. December, 346 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade up three quarters. July, 383 and a half, up a quarter, last trade up one and three quarters. November beans opened at 941 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade up three and three quarters. January, 955, down one and a quarter, last trade up three and a half. July, 977 and a half, down one, last trade down a half. October soybean meal opened at 256, up 40, last trade up 230. October soybean oil opened at 39.20, up 3, last trade up 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir.
We got September contracts off the board today. You expect anything out of the unusual?
Well, I think if you've looked back in the last 2 weeks of these markets, you can't predict anything anymore. You don't expect anything unusual, but sometimes when you least expect it's when we've been getting it. So we'll just have to wait and see how it develops.
What are your reactions of how the markets have been trading this week and what it implies for next week?
It's very, very difficult to really put an analysis on it. I mean, if we look back Wednesday when the crop report came out, all indications were it was not friendly corn. They called corn down 3 to 5, which it opened down there. Beans were a little bit friendly, and they were strong all day. Wheat was extremely bullish, and, you know, they couldn't even predict how much upside. Well, corn closed 15 higher, beans higher, wheat down the limit. So that's kind of the way these markets have been going. They've been highly unpredictable, and I think that's going to continue.
So it's been a money game more than anything else?
More than anything, but I think we're also into an acreage war. We can relate to the border war with Missouri. I think we're in an acreage war with all the commodities now. Nobody wants to get left behind because we're going to be competing for acres for the 08 crops with the wheat, beans, and corn. So it's really going to be difficult to figure out how this is all going to play out, and they're all bidding for acres, I think, even at this point in time. Beans definitely are trying to encourage South America to increase acres with high prices. They're going to have to make up a lot of the differences.
So what are the opening calls then for today?
Well, basically, you know, it's about like everything else. With the volatility, they just go from the overnight. So the early calls are wheat down 8 to 10, corn 1 to 2 higher, and beans 2 to 4 higher. But that is subject to change within, you know, minutes, and we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Thank you much there, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You are listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.